Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those sermons and lessons can't cover every detail, so these podcasts are giving a bit more background and a bit more detail to some of the verses. And today we are in Hebrews chapter 2, just verse 1. It reads, "We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away." The writer has spent Hebrews chapter 1 clarifying and clarifying the picture of Jesus for the people he's writing to, perhaps a bit like somebody taking an old painting that's been hanging in a dirty and dusty atmosphere and cleaning it off and giving it back to its owners, and then being startled by the clarity and by the depth in the picture and by the colours and the fact that it is so attractive. And it seems that the people that this chap is writing to have got, their picture of Jesus has become dull, but now he is making things clearer again, and he's making it clear to them how important it is that they listen to the message of the Son of God, and that Jesus is superior to the angels. We'll talk more about that in some of the verses following this. And he says, because of all of what Jesus is, we must pay more careful attention to the message. Otherwise, we would drift away. Therefore is actually the first word in the Greek, emphasizing the link between Jesus' superiority and the fact that we must also be humble. There are several therefores in the letter, and if you want to do a good Bible study, have a look at them and see what they add up to. So here we have in the book of Hebrews our first warning, really. It's a warning that we could gradually give up our belief in the truth, parapaeo, the Greek word, to a word meaning to give up a belief or to drift away from a belief, so that it could be translated so that we do not drift away from the faith, possibly also so that we will not gradually give up believing what we have believed in the past. Part of being a Christian and growing is, in a sense, believing new things or believing them more deeply, but part of being a healthy Christian is holding on firmly to what we already believe. In other contexts, this phrase and these words are used to describe a boat that is allowed to drift away aimlessly, missing the landing point. It's also used when a ring slips off a finger or water that's leaking out of a jar that has a crack or some other pot that's got a leak in it. And so the writer is trying to help us to remember that not only should we recognize that Jesus is superior to all the prophets that have gone before, superior to the angels, and superior to the previous law that was mediated by angels, but also that we must continue to pay more careful attention to this new message, this final revelation. Accepting it intellectually is not enough, because if we do not pay careful attention, our attitude towards the significance of Jesus' message will become slack. I think if the Prime Minister wrote me a letter personally, I think I would read it. But if he turned up in person at my door, I think I would, or at least I should, be even more sure to pay attention to him. In the past, God sent prophets and angels, messages through angels. Now he sent his Son. How much more significance we should pay to the message and holding on to it. It shows us that this book is not an academic treatise, but practical in ministry, caring about people's spiritual well-being. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 2, but if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can do so on malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. You can find out about our church work at nwlcc.org. If you could, I'd be grateful if you could go over to iTunes and give us a review. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.